Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's April 29th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's October 28th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Our guest questioner is back for the week. I'll let him introduce himself and ask his first question. I think it's a very good one.
Greetings. My name is Lauren. I'm an Olympian residing in a New England dead zone. First, I wanted to say that it is an honor to speak with you, and at the risk of sounding like a Hollywood interview, I'm a big fan and I'm very fond of your work. This question is about retaliation. I understand via Gerald that when attacked, we have the right to defend ourselves. However, if a friend or someone dear to me is murdered, do I then have the right to satisfy honor by my own hand? Mortal law teaches us, let the police handle it. Churches teach us, forgive without question. What is your ruling on this?
Lon, you ask a very difficult question. It is hard to answer in human culture. According to the kingdom of God, if you see a friend of yours murdered and the authorities do nothing about it, you have a right to take your own action. But you could be starting such a vicious circle of vengeance and strike and counter-strike that you could be doing more harm than good. It is often said that vengeance is mine. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. But one thing you said is not right. Those that teach absolute universal forgiveness over everything is wrong. You should use the civil authority as much as possible. You should make every effort to make sure that this person is punished. It is not good to take your own hand, but if all else fails, you would be justified in that act. This is the law of God, but we must be careful always. You must be willing to pay the consequences.
Ow, that's toughy. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute Med Center One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. Had they not repaired Demetrius' heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
That last question was phenomenal, and I think the one Lorna's got next is another good one. Go for it, Lorna.
When people ask me, what is your religion? I say I'm a spiritualist, which is a word I made up. When they say, what does a spiritualist believe? I say, we believe that beliefs are irrelevant. What matters is what is. The only reason why I do that is to avoid the my God is bigger than your God game that people like to play. However, how would you advise me and others like me to answer such a question, knowing what we know of our spiritual heritage?
Lon, you are definitely a challenge. First of all, spiritualism is a faith, and a very well-developed faith, and you ought to check up on what they believe before you start calling yourself a spiritualist. You may not like some of it. But your other thing, it's very difficult if you want to keep what you believe a secret. Of course, I'm not a secret keeper. I tell everybody outright what I believe in. I believe in God the Father and that He is everything. I think in many situations, I like the Wiccan way, which was to say, I believe in Ode. And Ode meant all, everything that is good, everything that is wonderful. And God is a part of everything that is good, everything that is wonderful. I am a part of everything that is good, everything that is wonderful. Your Father is part of everything that is good, everything that is wonderful. When you say, I believe in Ode, you can cover a lot of ground. And it isn't too offensive to anyone. It is one of my favorites, but as I say, I am a person that believes if you believe in something, you should speak out and say so. I can understand in the modern culture, it's easier not to. But I have always believed that the truth is the best way, and I will always believe that that is the best way.
That definitely was a good one.
We'll be back again.